With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Iowa landowners who oppose the carbon pipeline project from Summit Carbon Solutions rallied with renewed energy this week at the state capitol. The renewed energy comes after South Dakota Governor Larry Roden signed a law blocking the company from using eminent domain to build its carbon capture pipelines. Since the South Dakota governor signed the law, Summit has asked the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission to suspend its pipeline permit application. Reports show that Summit Carbon Solutions intends to build a carbon sequestration pipeline extending 2,500 miles across South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and North Dakota to connect over 50 ethanol plants. Several dozen Iowa landowners demanded lawmakers approve a bill which would eliminate eminent domain as a way to build carbon dioxide pipelines on agricultural land. Representatives Josh Riley, Dusty Johnson, and others introduced the Lowering Egg Prices Act. The bipartisan bill would lower egg prices for consumers by cutting bureaucratic red tape that forces farmers to discard hundreds of millions of eggs each year. Federal regulations require farmers to refrigerate eggs immediately after they are laid, but that rule doesn't distinguish between table eggs, which are raw products that need to be refrigerated, and breaker eggs, which are pasteurized for use in everyday grocery products like salad dressing, cake mix, and pasta. This has forced chicken farmers to throw away almost 400 million perfectly good eggs every year. The rule didn't make sense when it was enacted and makes even less sense now when egg prices are too high, Riley says. The Lower Egg Prices Act undoes unnecessary regulations, puts hundreds of millions of eggs on the market, and lowers overall grocery bills. The Iowa Senate has voted to expand a 2024 law that made it a crime to fly drones over animal feeding operations. The bill seeks to prohibit drones from being flown without permission over a farmstead that covers at least 40 acres and generates at least $15,000 in annual sales from livestock or other commodities. Senator Dan Zumbaugh, a farmer himself, says the bill also would prohibit drones from flying within 400 feet of farm animals, farm equipment, barns, and a farmer's home.
Individuals operating a drone that are caught in violation would face a simple misdemeanor for intrusion. An individual is subject to a serious misdemeanor if the drone is equipped with a surveillance device that can record images, sounds, the species of farm animals, and the type and use of farm equipment and structures.
Zumbaugh added that drones spook livestock in outdoor pens or pastures. The bill passed the Senate on a 43-3 vote and goes to the House for consideration. Farmers for Free Trade Board Chair Bob Hemesath commended the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and other ag leaders for recognizing National Ag Trade Day. It's a day highlighting the vital role that agricultural trade plays in supporting America's farmers, strengthening rural economies, and ensuring the global competitiveness of U.S. agriculture. Hemesath, a farmer from Iowa himself, says farmers and ranchers depend on exports and access to new markets to sustain their businesses and keep rural communities thriving. NASDA's National Agriculture Trade Day, recognized by more than 15 state ag departments, serves as a reminder of the impact that ag trade has on state and national economies. U.S. agriculture, food, and related industries contributed 5.5% to the U.S. GDP in 2023 and supported more than 10% of American jobs. That's been a look at your ag news on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.